Welcome.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Realm of Unknown podcast. Thank you guys for joining us today, and if you're new here, the Realm of Unknown podcast is a podcast that kind of pretty much covers anything weird and bizarre. We discuss the supernatural, paranormal, weird history, fun facts, conspiracies, all that sort of wackiness, and I am your host, Shane. So today we've got a bit of a different topic. It is similar to some online conspiracies that we discussed a while back. Much of today's story is localized on the internet, more specifically from Reddit. If you are not familiar, Reddit is an interesting spot, but it has a lot of good locations for like pastebins of just like long stories. And I looked around for more sources of information, but truly the best format that I had come across was the original compilation written by a now deleted Reddit user on the subreddit r/RBI, which is short abbreviation for the Reddit Bureau of Investigation. This is a subreddit that discusses a lot of just weirdness in the world and just kind of getting to the bottom of just bizarre stories. So there are a lot of similar stories and accounts that we shall be discussing more broadly as time goes on. But as for today, I felt as though this was a kind of like nice opener and gateway into some of these more bizarre internet-centric stories, again, that we will have other episodes for. But those ones are a bit crazier and a bit harder to discuss because you just need to know a bit more internet lingo, I feel like, to actually get the full scope of what those ones are. So today we are going to be discussing a story by the name of the Happy Valley Dream Surveys. And the full title, again, comes from the subreddit posting, the full title being Happy Valley Dream Surveys - a person / organization is putting up posters in several states asking people to contact them if they've had strange dreams. They actually listen and call people back. Recording this quickly, as I forgot to mention this at the start of my original recording. The original pastebin that we are discussing over on the Reddit post was originally posted in early 2020. This is several years old. However, the bulk of the story and a lot of the things that are discussed or mentioned do date back even further. But the original collective post that we were discussing was from early 2020. Okay, let's get into the story. Second quick update here, guys. The user who was deleted from the original post thread on Reddit does have the username out there. It is 1Regis. He has since deleted the account. He has also deleted his YouTube account that hosted the audio of the calls that he had, along with the AliensDid9LL user that will be mentioned throughout the story. Just want to give that quick update here before we get into the full-length stuff. Sorry, some info is coming in as I am recording and doing some edits. Thank you. So moving forwards, most of what I'm going to read off of is information from the original posting itself. I'm just going to read it straight up. There are going to be little interspersed moments in which I provide some additional dialogue or just clarifications. Again, this is a rather old posting, and it is from a user that is no longer there. So here we go. Background. A few days ago, I was browsing r/ non-murder mysteries, where I saw the top post of the day was a submission by the user AliensDid9LL. The OP lives in Utah, and she encountered a flyer put up on the wire fence with the following message. Quote, "Have you been having strange dreams? The Happy Valley Dream Survey is investigating a recent spike in bizarre, unexplainable dreams. If you have been experiencing any unusual dream activity, you can help by reporting a summary. Please contact either email or phone number and leave a description of your dream. The writer does remove the number and email addresses of what I just read off above. However, they can be found off the original posting by the user AliensDid9LL. It should be noted that the Happy Valley is a nickname in Utah County, one of the most populous areas of the state. Which makes all the more bizarre is that the OP connected the dots of similar flyers spotted in Portland, Oregon, 5 years prior. User 72Skidoo asked about the subject on a separate subreddit in 2019, claiming that they encountered a very similar flyer around the Portland area for several years. The Oregon flyers copied the Utah flyers almost word by word, and the only difference being that it was localized or catered to the Willamette Valley, a valley in Oregon which contained most of the state's major populous areas such as Portland, Salem, etc. Location of the two flyers may not be a coincidence, as there is a town called Happy Valley on the outskirts of Portland. Quick little snippet before we continue. The original writer does comment on this information a bit later into the pastebin. Just keep in mind that this is the original post, and there were further edits updated later on into the lifespan of this posting, so we will get to those after the story concludes. I thought that the post on r/non-murder-mysteries was pretty weird, but I thought back to several internet stunts involving dreams and calling numbers, such as the Ever Dream This Man urban legend that was eventually turned into a movie, as well as the r/no-sleep-stories Boothwood Industries, where the company takes you away for, quote, remodeling after you call their phone number. With all this in mind, I was thinking that maybe this was some sort of ARG or publicity stunt or something along those lines. So I decided to call the number myself. Now the following is the OP's experience. While ringing up the number, my call went straight to voicemail after only one ring, with a British-sounding voice saying the following.
Thank you for calling the Willamette Valley Dream Survey. Please leave a detailed account of your dream after the tone. Transcripts or audio from your report may be duplicated in other media.
I hung up the tone due to not expecting a number to work, as well as not having a game plan. After doing so, I immediately got an automated text message saying, "Thank you for leaving a voicemail and participating in the Happy Valley Dream Survey." After calling, I saw from my phone's caller ID that the phone number is registered in Las Vegas. This lines up with the 725 area code being confined to Clark County, Vegas, where Las Vegas is located. A bit weird considering that the OP was from Utah County, Provo, which is the largest city in a 5-mile radius away from Vegas. I decided I'd call the number again and do what people are meant to do according to the flyer. I'd leave a description of a weird dream, then wait to see if the group running the dream survey responds. Additionally, I'd record it from safe measures so I could have proof if anything weird or suspicious were to occur. Well, I did just that, and you can find the phone call's recordings here. Another quick side note from Shane. I will have the link that they are referring to posted in the video description for you guys to check out. Long story short, as I started leaving the message, there was suddenly a noise from the other end of the line, which sounded like feedback or background noise. I never heard that before while leaving a voicemail, so I thought that this must be someone, or more plausibly, a machine, on the other end listening to my message.
Description of your dream at the tone.
Last night. Whoa, there's like feedback.
Nonetheless, I continued to talk and left a detailed description of my dream my friend had recently. Immediately after I hung up, I received the same text message from my previous call, confirming that the message was automated. It should be noted that I placed the call about a little after noon, so I pretty much forgot about it until the end of the day. I've become a bit more of an insomniac lately, so most nights I would often stay up till 3 a.m. watching Netflix, falling down rabbit holes on YouTube, the eventual quarantine stuff. When I finally decided to call it a night a little after 3, I was doing my nighttime routine. As I was browsing my phone during the time, I received a call from an unknown name, and you guessed it, from Las Vegas. For a few seconds, I just sat there in shock that this number set up by some weirdo at the other side of the country was allegedly calling me back during the witching hour. I was already a bit out of it due to tiredness, but seeing that definitely got my heart beating. I immediately thought, do I record this? How do I do that when my computer is downstairs and calls only ring for a short period of time? Should I even answer it? Just as I thought the last question, my phone stopped ringing. The person, oddly, only called for about 10 seconds before hanging up. I guess the answer to my final question was no. Needless to say, I was very unnerved at this point. I didn't think it would be real, and I was hoping that maybe it was just some sort of unknown number from Vegas. Nope, same number as the dream survey. If I had any doubts about this being legit, they were all thrown to the curb. I was so spooked by this point that I had blocked the number after waiting several minutes for a voicemail, which never came. I made a hasty post on the r/non-murder-mysteries about my experience before finally managing to get some sleep after some paranoia. I woke up and found that my post was unfortunately removed. Some discussion and buzz about the call I received, however, had already occurred, as well as some people's experiences and advice. So the following is the original poster's thoughts after the call and after they received some information after posting on Reddit. Now, as for what I think, I really don't know who or what is behind these dream surveys, but I think I have a clue as to where they/will be located. Remember when I mentioned earlier Utah County is nicknamed Happy Valley? Well, there is also a town just outside of Portland called Happy Valley. I decided to Google the relevance of the name Happy Valley, and as it turned out, there were 11 known locales in America named or nicknamed Happy Valley besides the aforementioned places in Utah and Oregon. It seems strange that these flyers were spotted a year apart in locations hundreds of miles apart, with their only similarity being the name. Which made me wonder, does the culprit behind the dream survey plan on expanding into other areas called Happy Valley? There are pieces of evidence that may back up such a claim. Other users have also tried contacting whoever was running the dream survey after seeing my post. A couple of people chimed in saying that they had called or emailed and would post the results. None of them did, unfortunately. Except for one user. User Systems11 commented that she had called and, along with the automated message, received another message saying that she was, quote, not in the appropriate region for the survey in Kansas. This was backed up by a now-defunct imager link. Nonetheless, she still received a call. This may line up with my previous theory, as there is no major place in Kansas named or nicknamed Happy Valley. In my state of Massachusetts, however, the Prairie Valley area is nicknamed Happy Valley. Now that all that has been explained, I think the most important questions are as followed. Who is responsible for these flyers? Is it one person or a network of people? Do they have ulterior motives? And why are they doing this? How exactly does one detect a, quote, spike in strange dreams? I would have said the recent phenomena of people experiencing weird dreams due to a widespread stay-at-home order would have been the culprit's reasoning for setting this up, but the survey was already happening years prior to the COVID-19 lockdowns. As for the places to start, I really don't know. Googling the number led me nowhere. So maybe it's a number set up by a service such as Google Voice. However, I think it is best to get in contact with the source firsthand by sending emails and making phone calls. I think if someone could get a call back from the one making the dream survey calls, then answer just in time, that this would be a surefire way to get some answers. I haven't tried calling the Portland number, so I am unsure whether or not that is still in operations. I have no idea what any of this could be, but I have a feeling that it isn't some sort of fake ARG or creepypasta stuff. So that is the original posting from this, again, deleted user on this subreddit. The following information that I'm going to read are edits that they made to that posting, essentially just update reports as time went on. There are a number of them, so as I read them off, I'm going to list them as Edit 1, Edit 2, Edit 3, etc., so that you have an understanding of the order of updates that kind of occurred throughout the year. Edit 1. Going to sleep for now, another Reddit user and I are compiling links and brainstorming what exactly could be going on here. As for now, though, we believe two theories about this can be debunked. The first theory is that this is all being done for a writer who has writer's block. User System 11 received a call saying surveys were not being accepted from their location. So why would the idea-starved writer do that? A second theory floating around the internet, when this was the only report out of Portland, is that this is all a marketing stunt for Radiohead. But the widespread instances kind of debunk this as well. We have found that the Oregon number is registered to various Fattel payphone records directories. However, more on that when I'm not tired. Quick little side note, we're still in Edit 1, but the Fattel payphones is another mystery that we are going to discuss on its own time. We've also decided to use throwaway emails and contact the Dream Survey. Say we've been from the Provo area, and then say what happened. If anyone else is willing to call the phone number or leave an email, it would be much appreciated. We'd like to see just where these survey calls will be accepted from. Edit 2. Some people have picked up a lead that the survey may be associated with the Dream Hotline event put on annual by the online school called the School of Metaphysics. I had my suspicions about this theory, but after getting in touch with the school's area director, Christine Speckenjack, she confirmed that they have no involvement in such a thing. Edit 3. Just had a Discord call with my fellow investigator, and we found some information about the Fattel directory from the founder himself, Carl Anderson, that may lead us away from the possibility that they had a stake in this. I'll likely put all this on an update post, though. Edit 4. User AliensDid9LL is in touch with me, telling me that she has even more flyers in her Utah hometown. She said, "Hey, just wanted to reach out after seeing you talking about my post. I found another poster in my town. I was very spooked when I saw it, and they had placed it in the middle of an art installation in the local mall. It felt very ominous, since no one else was around, and honestly made me feel like I was being followed. But I took the poster and have it with me now. Someone is putting these all over the place there, and now there is physical proof in someone's hand, not simply just photos online." Edit 5. A friend managed to call in to the Willamette Valley Dream Survey, whose line is still in service. Take a listen.
"Thank you for calling the Willamette Valley Dream Survey. Please leave a detailed account of your dream after the tone."
Edit 6. Huge, huge update. It is now 4:30 a.m. Eastern Time on May 6th, and two people have received calls from the Vegas number. I unblocked the number earlier yesterday around noon and left another voicemail, saying I seem to have missed the call from the Dream Survey and for them to call me back. However, I still have not received a call back, nor have had any email responses. However, user H. Reeves Official, who called the Willamette and Happy Valley numbers with an anonymous number service, got a call back. He did not answer it in time, however, much like myself, the caller only rang for 5 seconds. As I was messaging him, user Systems 11, the lady from Kansas who previously received a call about the survey, was receiving a call approximately at 4:15 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. She did not see the notification as she was away from her phone, but the call log is there. They called. What the F? It seems that the caller is active between 12:15 and 1:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, though. Edit 7. Another unnerving update. I spoke too soon. As I was messaging someone who received a call, I got a text from the number at 4:36 a.m. saying, quote, "I'm sorry, my response is limited. You must ask the right questions." This is clearly a response to my message earlier, asking them to return my call from May 1st. What the fuck. I sent a text back asking who they are because clearly the numbers messaging service is not entirely automated. They're active right now, ladies and gents, watch out. Edit 8. I received a text back from them. What? So everyone's supposed to sleep every single night now? You realize that nighttime makes up half of all time. I've since blocked the number, mostly because I'm kind of creeped out at the responses and don't want to go any further. User HReevesOfficial is also using the TextNow service to message with the caller after receiving a text with threatening undertones as well. Edit 9. We are currently trying to get a rise out of the caller and get any information. As user Maria Heem commented, quote, both numbers are non-fixed voice IPs, so likely a Google voice number. The Portland one is even registered under the name, quote, Dream Survey, and not an individual's name. The other is much newer and doesn't have any information available yet. This seems to line up with the fact that the caller may be spoofing their location as well. According to the text log, the Dream Survey person claims that it is almost 5 p.m., which puts them in the universal time zone Beijing, Singapore, and Taiwan, if that is their actual location. However, there is no way someone is hopping over on a plane across the Pacific to put up flyers here in the United States just to spoof their number and troll everyone. The likely theory after these incidences is that we're dealing with someone who is mentally ill. Edit 10. Well, there's a piece of information that's made me take a bit less seriously. It seems that the texts me and it seems that the texts others and myself received are quotes from a movie or TV show, etc. For example, the first text I received from the survey number was a quote from iRobot, while the second was a line from Rick and Morty. Additionally, one of the people investigating this with me received messages that parroted his words, i.e. they were replaying the same messages they received. I'm beginning to think that maybe this is some elaborate, years-long art project, but why do all this across several states in an unconventional way? Edit 11. Well, me and several others on the Discord server have been trying to unravel all of this, and we found many pieces of information. I'll likely have an update post later, but this is getting really weird. And that, unfortunately, everyone, is the final update that this user provided. Again, their account is no longer active. They are a deleted Reddit account. And there is no update 12. There are a few descriptive comments in the discussions of that thread. Again, this thread is from 4 years ago at the start of kind of like the COVID lockdowns, the COVID craziness and everything in early 2020. But the original bulk of the story goes years back in 2019, 2017, etc. And there are very similar stories of Dream Survey flyers and odd occurrences happening all over the place on the internet and also in real life. Dream Survey posters are also something that seemingly just pops up here and there, whether or not they're copycats to the original or their own separate thing is kind of up in the air, honestly. It's really hard to gauge how true some of them are. Some have numbers attached to them, such as Google numbers, but other ones don't. They're just empty, blank things that have text asking for you to send in information about weird dreams you've been having. So that is the bulk of this installment of this episode. I'm not entirely sure how I'm going to name it. I'm not entirely sure how I'm going to continue these types of stories. They're not going to be the driving force behind a lot of my uploads. That's going to still mainly just be kind of historical stuff, haunted things, or just weird creatures. More like things that I can like have some substantial research behind, and not having to deep dive throughout the many, many forum threads of the internet. But this is a type of thing I do want to discuss more. As mentioned earlier, I do want to talk about the Fattel phone booths that were mentioned, and even in the comments people do seem to want to have more discussion of that as well. In the original Reddit thread, that is its own story that is very crazy, very weird. I do believe it is ultimately just an ARG, but I haven't really checked in on that story for a few years. I remember hearing about it during the height of it starting to pick up steam, and I was fascinated by it. So similar to how we did with this episode, that one will be very similarly structured. I'm going to insert some of the original voice clips and whatnot that I can locate or find, kind of mix it up, edit it a bit more. That's kind of why this episode took a little longer to get out this week. But yeah, I want to talk about that. I want to talk about some of the weird, like, gaming ARGs out there, just odd internet mysteries, just weird creepiness that I'm sure if you're from the internet or familiar with, like, Reddit, Twitter, like, conspiracy nonsense, you've probably heard murmurs of these things years ago. And in recent years, a lot of them have kind of come to a conclusion, or we have a lot more information to discuss, because there are a few still kind of active ones out there. But for the most part, a lot of these have wrapped up, or a lot of these have been, you know, on hiatus or dropped off years ago. So I could give a bit more of a broader, encompassing report, I guess, of the story, rather than discussing it during the height of the moment. So I do hope you guys enjoy this. This is a new thing that I'm going to venture into. I know we discussed, like, the birds aren't real stuff back during the conspiracy things in 2022. But yeah, it's going to be something new. It's going to be something fun. And that's all we have for today and the Dream Survey posters and Happy Valley Dream Survey mystery on the internet. If you guys did enjoy, please feel free to leave a response or a 5-star review over on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. That really does go a long way to help with the algorithm. If you guys are listening to this on YouTube and I have finally caught up with YouTube uploads of episodes, please feel free to leave your thoughts down below in the comment, or just, if you've heard of other weird stuff, let me know. I always love looking into new topics and new discussions. That's always a fun thing of mine. We are going to be a bit more active on YouTube with episode uploads and shorts relating to those episodes. So hopefully if you're listening from the YouTube audience, the account is no longer dead as of like 2017. So I'm hopefully you're coming back for that. If you do want to reach out to me, though, I am Realm of Unknown on pretty much all social media platforms, as well as realmofunknown@gmail.com. Or if you wish to support the show, we do have a Patreon. It is currently paused, so you can sign up for free. But we do have some tiers over there that allow for some behind-the-scenes access, some information from investigations that I've been on, such as EVP recordings, photos, etc., from haunted locations around Philadelphia, as well as some bonus episodes that are uploaded after most weekly episodes. So if you want to check that out, it's Realm of Unknown. If you want to check that out, that's patreon.com/realmofunknown. And all these links and whatnot are in the episode description. So check it out if you want to. All right. So that is it for today, guys. I hope you had a great time. If you did, hopefully you'll join us next week. But in the meantime, remember to stay spooky.